Adam put us in slavery to sin by disobeying God's command. And he sold himself and the entire human race. Because all humanity that were born and that is to be born came through man, right? And so Adam sold our birthrights, sold them to an outlaw, an enemy, a liar, a deceiver, cunning, crafty, clever, deceptive, sneaky, amen, sound good, talk good, but twisted words, not telling you the truth, but telling you something that look good, but beneath it, it's bad. Hello? So, God no longer had fellowship with man. And God's plan was man live and enjoy life like he live and enjoy life. Now, I want to ask you a question. Is God suffering for anything?
No.
Do you think his light bill overdue? And his angels that's with him in heaven, that's serving him, they all out of control. They out on Saturday night at a party, and he don't know where half of them at. Is God lacking in anything? So what in the world are you talking about? Just hold on. God wanted man to have life and live it and enjoy it the way he lives it. Hello?
Amen.
So God sent Jesus, his son. And he prepared him a body. But he didn't come from Adam. Hello?
Yes, sir.
But he was conceived in a womb just like all the rest of humanity. Every baby that ever been born was conceived in a womb. Right?
Yes, sir.
He was conceived in a womb. But the only thing about it, he had a different father. The Holy Ghost conceived in him. He was conceived in the womb of Mary by the Holy Ghost. For what reason? That he might have full contact with humanity. He might live like a man, walk like a man, talk like a man, be a man, and do the thing that a man does. Right? Hello. But God had a plan in becoming a man that he might reconcile the world to himself. The world belongs to God.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And man's was to live on this earth, and this earth was to produce for man all that God has planned for him spiritually. God was his spiritual life, but this earth was to produce for him everything physically, socially, financially, in every way that man need to be fulfilled. God had planned it for man to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
But sin separated man. You can see it just before the flood, Noah.
Yes.
Huh? God looked at man, he said everything man did was only what? Wicked.
Yeah.
The very imagination of man was wicked. Hello?
Yeah.
So that was not the plan of God for man to be wicked. Because God has said what? Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air, over every, over the cattle, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And so God did what? Created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God did what? Bless them. I said before, what is a blessing? He empowered man to prosper, be fruitful, multiply, increase. He empowered him to do that. So it means he was blessed, empowered by God,
yes,
to increase in goods,
yes,
in life, in joy,
yeah,
in peace.
Yeah.
And the man was put in a place where he could do it, and he couldn't help it. That's what came from blessing. But it was all lost. Hello? It was all lost through one act of disobedience. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1 so we can see restoration. Why did God want to bring man back? God at sundries times in diverse manner spake unto our father by the prophet, has in these what? Last days spoken unto us by his son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Hmm? Upholding what? How many? All things by the word of his power. When he has by himself purged our sin, and did what? Then he did what? Set down